في الدرب الشريف. اللهم صل على سيدنا. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله وكفى، والصلاة والسلام على سيده المصطفى صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وما أرسلناك إلا رحمة للعالمين. صدق الله العظيم. علماء الكرام، respected brothers, sisters of the madrasa, those listening over receivers, Allah تبارك وتعالى, out of His kindness, ihsan and fazl, gave us the tawfiq to gather here to take His Mubarak name and to discuss something about Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his teachings. This being a majlis of zikr, then you all know that the theme is actually the ishq and muhabbat of Allah Ta'ala and His Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam. For if we have that ishq and that muhabbat in abundance, not just a little, then it will become extremely easy for us to fulfill all the ahkam of deen. At present, the difficulty is that we don't have that kind of muhabbat, which we must acknowledge. The muhabbat and love of everything else dominates our lives. We are not restricted from having muhabbat of other things. In fact, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, He made it very, very clear in the ayat: قُلْ إِنْ كَانَ آبَاؤُكُمْ وَأَبْنَاؤُكُمْ وَإِخْوَانُكُمْ وَأَزْوَاجُكُمْ وَعَشِيرَتُكُمْ وَأَمْوَالٌ اقْتَرَفْتُمُوهَا وَتِجَارَةٌ تَخْشَوْنَ كَسَادَهَا وَمَسَاكِنُ تَرْضَوْنَهَا أَحَبَّ إِلَيْكُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ وَجِهَادٍ فِي سَبِيلِهِ فَتَرَبَّسُوا حَتَّى يَأْتِيَ اللَّهُ بِأَمْرِهِ. So there Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala makes it very clear. إِنْ كَانَ آبَاؤُكُمْ وَأَبْنَاؤُكُمْ وَإِخْوَانُكُمْ. We have discussed this in detail before, that whether it is your fathers, your sons, your brothers, وَإِخْوَانُكُمْ وَأَزْوَاجُكُمْ, your spouses, وَأَمْوَالٌ اِقْتَرَفْتُمُوهَا وَأَزْوَاجُكُمْ وَعَشِيرَتُكُمْ, and your families. Then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala talks about the wealth which you have accumulated, the homes which are very desirable and pleasing to you. If all these things are more pleasing to you than Allah ta'ala, if these things are أَحَبَّ إِلَيْكُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِ, and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and in striving in His path, then you must await the order of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And he goes on. But here the point is that if it is ahab, if it is more beloved to you, then that means if there is a conflict, on the one hand is the hukam of Allah ta'ala, and on the other hand the hukam of, on the other hand the desire and the demand of the nafs. Now at that time, to give priority to the hukam of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So there will be some love. Allah Ta'ala is not saying you must have absolutely no love. He himself is saying that it must not be more, these things must not be more beloved. And it is His hukam that we must love our parents, we must love our children, we must love our families. All these things are Allah Ta'ala's hukam. So our lifestyles, we all know that when there is a demand from the nafs, then we give in to the demand of the nafs. And then we say addicted, addicted. Now why does this happen? Because there is a deficiency in the muhabbat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala and His Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam. And there is no question of we cannot develop this love and muhabbat. The same usools and principles that we apply for love will be applied here also. The common things or those things which normally increase the love of a person are the kamal of a person, the jamal of a person, and the ihsan of the person. If the person has got these three characteristics, he's got perfection, some kind of skill, some kind of perfection in something or the other, the person is beautiful, or the thing that you are watching has got some kind of beauty. But generally, if we are talking about human beings, then beauty and ihsan, somebody has shown kindness, somebody has been good, then these are the things that increase the muhabbat and love for a person. So you must look for these things, you will find abundant of amount of these in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In fact, all the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if there's any kind of goodness that we see, some kind of what we consider as perfection in that particular field, we see it is all Allah ta'ala's qudrat and power. So Allah ta'ala has got all the kamal, Allah ta'ala has all got the jamal, and he has got all the ihsan. Now we're not going in that direction. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam also, his kamal, his jamal, and his ihsan. So now if we ponder over these things, we reflect over it, just as we reflect over other things, then it will increase our muhabbat. Then the increase of recitation of Durood Sharif, the increase of takbir, tahmeed, increase of the taking of the name of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and a reflection on the qudrat and power and glory and might of Allah ta'ala will increase, and his ihsan and fazl will increase our muhabbat. Then it will become easy that we will do things out of love. At this stage, most of us, we say, if I don't make namaz, I go to Jahannam, so therefore must make namaz. If I don't make tilawat of the Quran Sharif, Allah Ta'ala will become angry and displeased, so therefore I must make tilawat of the Quran Sharif. Now there is also one category that the person stays away from haram because of the fear of the azab of Jahannam, or azab of akhirat, or khawf that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will seize and call the person to account. There's also one kind of amal. But the Muslim, the believer in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, he says, I must make tilawat of the Quran Sharif because the kalam of my Allah, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's kalam, Allah ta'ala is talking to us, Allah ta'ala is giving us guidance, Allah ta'ala revealed this and all the greatness of the Quran Sharif, and in the love of my Allah, I must read the Quran Sharif. So now there will be a difference in his recitation. The person who is making namaz and he is making it because Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will be pleased, Allah ta'ala will become happy, I love my Allah, and the closest that I can come to my Allah is in my namaz, in my sajda. So now this person's namaz will be different from that person's namaz which is just to fulfill a timetable. The person's namaz which is for fulfilling timetable will be like, you go, I'm coming namaz. Tu ja, main aata hun, just now I'll be there. And the person doesn't even know when the takbir started and when the salam took place. If the person is asked immediately after the namaz also what you read in the first rakat, second rakat, he doesn't even know. So the difference is this, that one is a passion and a love that is created, and it is created when we think of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's ihsan and fazal upon us. We build up that love for Allah ta'ala. Therefore we will find, I mentioned in one bayan once in the holidays, I said Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, he is the creator of man. Now human beings, they all say that man needs some holiday. After some work, then he needs holiday. The school children need holiday. The teachers need holiday. The laborers need holiday. The staff need holiday. Everybody in the world, after a period of time, they need a break. They need a holiday. They all say they need a break. They need relaxation, some bit of holiday. During those days, they sleep it out, or they travel out, or they rest and relax. But look at namaz, 5 times a day, and once the person has become baligh, from that time till his dying day, if he is sick also, he must make namaz. He cannot stand and read, must sit and read. Can't sit and read, lie down and read, but must read. No holiday. Does Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala say that now for too many years you have made namaz, so you also need a bit of break, so as from certain date till certain date, then namaz chutti for you. Because you are tired, you need some kind of break. And yet Allah Ta'ala is the creator and he is the one who is most merciful. So there is some reason behind it, that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala knows that this namaz, if the banda of mine really makes it with my love and with my muhabbat and with the passion, then it's not that he is going to get tired and he will just what, in fact, if I have to give him some kind of chutti and say, now for the next couple of days, don't make namaz, this banda of mine will become restless. Because the qurb and the closeness that he was getting in the sajda and in his namaz, he is not going to get now, so he will become very restless that he is not getting the opportunity of making this namaz, because I have given him chutti from namaz. Farz namaz is only 5 times a day, and that too, you know, the farz of Fajr, Zuhr, Asr, Maghrib, Isha, the rakats that are farz, but with that there is sunnah, there is mustahab, there is nawafil. Now, all these things are to show that it is not something that will tire the person. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam demonstrated it in his life. Look at the long, long qiraat that he made, the long, long sukus that he made, the long, long sajdas that he made. And after him also, look at the sahaba-i-kiram radiyallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'een, the tabi'in, tawa tabi'in, awa mashayikh, awa kabir. Not in the masjid while you are making imamat, but in the seclusion of their homes, in the quietness and privacy of their rooms, when there was nobody that was watching except Allah, he was looking at this banda, that how he is bowing down in humility, how the person is going in sajda, and how his tears are flowing before him, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is loving the person so much, that is namaz. So this deficiency of the muhabbat of Allah ta'ala and his Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is really our weakness. And once we develop that, and that is the purpose of this majalis of zikr that we have here, where we have a little bit of bayan, some naat sharif sometime, some qiraat and some discussion and some zikrullah. So we are discussing Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's being rahmatul lil alameen. And then from there we went on to the Quran Sharif telling us, or telling Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam to announce, قُلْ يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَسْرَفُوا قُلْ يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَسْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ لَا تَقْنَتُوا مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ جَمِيعًا. So again Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is asking Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam to announce that those people who have transgressed, those who have committed sins, those who have violated the laws of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, sinners like us, and not only us, but even those who are disbelievers, everybody, la taqnatu min rahmatillah, even the kuffar, the mushrikeen, the yahud, the nasara, if they also make tawbah, they make istighfar, they accept the deen of Allah ta'ala, they give the shahada, then for them also, la taqnatu min rahmatillah. So much of hope this ayat gave, that irrespective of how far the person may have gone, but he doesn't lose hope in Allah Ta'ala. Then we discussed the ayat of Surah Mu'min. Now all these things were discussed, that these are the shan of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's rahmat, that he is informing us of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's being full of rahmat and full of mercy. Because Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is Rahim. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is Ra'ufur Rahim, and these are sifat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is Ra'ufur Rahim also. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam being rahmatul lil alameen, then anything that brought us or informed us of the mercy of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala in abundance, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam stated it. In his du'as also, look at Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam in the different du'as, how he connects us with Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and how he informs us that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is Rahim, he is Kareem, he is most forgiving. Hazrat Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha, with regards to Laylatul Qadr, she said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if I have to get Laylatul Qadr, because Laylatul Qadr was something to be searched for, we take it for granted it is 27th and Allah ta'ala out of his mercy gives it sometimes. But the fact is that it was to be searched for in the odd nights of the last 10 of Ramadan. Now Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam, Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, when she said, if I get Laylatul Qadr, then what must I ask? Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam said, make dua to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Allahumma innaka afuun tuhibbul af, fa'afu anni. And in another hadith sharif, also Tirmizi sharif, some other hadith kitabs, there is a different version also and it's mentioned. Allahumma innaka afuun kareemun tuhibbul af, fa'afu anni. Allahumma innaka afuun kareemun tuhibbul af, fa'afu anni. So now that one side, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is saying, La taqnatu min rahmatillah, O my bandas. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam has informed that Allah ta'ala is saying, O my bandas. Sinful ones like us, Allah ta'ala is calling his banda, my banda too. And then giving us the opportunity to make tawbah, to repent, informing us of His unlimited treasures of mercy. But as I have repeatedly said, this does not mean that the person takes advantage and he believes that now because Allah Ta'ala is very merciful, very forgiving, so now on the strength of Allah Ta'ala being very forgiving and very merciful, now he commits sins. Now that is stupidity, that is foolishness. One is the person is losing hope just because he's trying but he seems to be failing, so he's losing hope now. He says, well, I don't think I can really manage, this is not for me, this is only for the people that are born waliullahs, otherwise in this kind of environment of ours, where can a person stay away from sins? Finish. So he loses hope. Now for those people, this ayat gives a lot of hope, that don't lose hope, irrespective of how far you may have gone. And by now, 120 times I must have read this Khaja Sahib's beautiful couplet. Jo naakam hota rahe umr bhar bhi, bahar hal koshish to aashiq na chode. Jo naakam hota rahe umr bhar bhi, bahar hal koshish to aashiq na chode. Ye rishta muhabbat ka qaim hi rakhe, jo so baar toote to so baar jode. This bond of love with Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, how can an ashik ever be happy and satisfied if it has snapped? In the world of illicit beloveds, we don't remain happy and satisfied. Look at what people do and to what extent they go to try and build up that relationship again. To what extent they go. And here if our relationship with Allah Ta'ala, our bond with Allah Ta'ala, our muhabbat of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, the ishq of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, if this cord snaps, then finish, we say, what's there, nothing there. We still eat, we drink, we laugh, we smile, we joke, and we are happy. We are unconcerned, we don't see any kind of sadness and sorrow and grief and pain as we would notice on a person's face when the person is in grief and is in sorrow because that bond of muhabbat between him and his illicit beloved has snapped. Then you find some of the people, they finish, they say, we rather commit suicide. They take their lives also many a times. They can't get sleep, they say. The food doesn't taste nice. What they go through, the ashiks. And yet that muhabbat doesn't bring any kind of happiness in the heart. It brings restlessness for the believer. The disbelievers is Jannat for them now. We want to follow them. So how can we find the right thing? We want to find a solution to our problem, but upside down. So it's not going to help. That incident of the Bhoj Bhajagat person, that one person was well known in the village, that he was like the know-all of everything. Anybody wants any solution to a problem and fix it, then he was the one they consulted. So somebody went right up on the tree very, very high and he got stuck there now. Now how to bring him down? So they went to this person and told him that you are the very wise person and you solve all problems. Now this person is stuck there, what must we do? He can't come down now. He's very scared to come down now. So no problem. He looked up, looked down, looked up, looked down half a dozen times. And said, bring one long rope. So they brought one long rope. They said, now throw it to him. When they threw the rope, he said, tie it around your waist properly. He tied the rope around his waist. Now he told the people on the ground, pull him down. So when they pulled him down, the person's skull cracked, bones broke, neither was he there, and nothing. So they asked him, what did you do? What kind of a solution you gave us? Maybe an example, but the fact is it's a lesson that is given to us. So what kind of a solution you gave us? This person to bring him down. He says, yes, lots of people when they fell in the well, then we sent a rope down, they tied it round their waist and we pulled them. So now people falling into the well, he applied the same logic to the one got stuck on the tree there. Now this is the kind of solution we are wanting to find. Can we ever find any kind of happiness? So therefore this bond with Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So that Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, yes, that's what we were saying, that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam told her, that read, Allahumma innaka afuun tuhibbul afu anna. Allahumma innaka afuun kareemun tuhibbul afu anna ya kareem. Different versions. So now this person, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, it doesn't mean that dua was only for Laylatul Qadr. What? He gave us the Aisha that dua, Allahumma innaka afuun tuhibbul afu anni. But then the other dua is for all times. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, because he was rahmatul lil alameen, and Allah ta'ala in many verses of the Quran Sharif has given his shan of being Rahim and Kareem. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is asking, or is teaching us, that how we should be asking Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, that he dearly loves. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is told that, oh my Allah, innaka afoon, you dearly love forgiveness. Forgiveness is something that is very pleasing to you. Something that pleases you is forgiveness of the sins of the sinners. And you are also Kareem. Kareem is the one who gives also without a person deserving. In the hamd that I was going to read, says, Barishe rahmato ki barasne lagi, dil ki murjai kalya mehekne lagi. Barishe rahmato ki barasne lagi, dil ki murjai kalya mehekne lagi. Lagzishe wajd mastana karne lagi, sun liya jab tera hukm la taqnatu. That even the sin started dancing. Now this is a poetic this thing. Say that even my sin started dancing when they heard that you are saying La Taqnatu. When Allah Ta'ala said La Taqnatu Mir Rahmatillah, then those sins of mine, the burden of which I was feeling, and I was losing my hope that what else can I do now? I am burdened with mountains and mountains of sins and oceans of sins. Now suddenly when I heard Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala saying La taqnatu min rahmatillah, so he said that even the sins wajdu me anil. Allah ta'ala is that merciful. But as I said, that on the strength of that the person does not commit sins. He should be ashamed that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is opening his doors of maghfirat, and we say because you're opening the doors of maghfirat we are going to sin. Accidental sins is a different thing. So he says that even when I heard this La Taqnatu, then even the sins, it was as if they started getting, they're dancing, that now at least we'll get forgiven, that now we will become forgiven. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's beloved Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, now in the dua he teaches us, Allahumma innaka afuun kareemun tuhibbul afu. As far as the Afoon is concerned, the Mullah Ali Qari Rahmatullah Ali says, Ay Kathirul Af. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is very, very, very forgiving. Plentiful of forgiveness. And Kareem, the tarif of Kareem, or the definition of Kareem, there are four definitions. One of it is, Alladhi Yatafaddalu Alayna. That Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, when we say He is Kareem, so He is Kareem, that He makes fazl upon us. بِدُونِ الْإِسْتِحْقَاقِ وَالْمِنَّةِ. That means although we don't deserve, a person is not deserving Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's fazl and His ihsan. The person is not deserving. We know that because of our sins, what are we deserving of? We are deserving of Allah ta'ala's wrath and anger and Allah ta'ala's punishment. But Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, we're calling out to Him in the name that You are Kareem. That means even though we may be deserving of Your anger, Your wrath and Your punishment, but You give Your forgiveness. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gives His forgiveness to those who are not deserving of forgiveness, but He's giving forgiveness. Alladhi yatafaddalu alayna fawqa ma natamanna bi. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, He gives us much, much more than what we even desire, than what our thoughts are or what we are thinking. Our minds are limited. We only have a kind of a limited amount of desires. But Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gives us much, much more. The hope that we have in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is very limited. But Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, we can translate it and explain it in different ways. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is giving us a connection and a bond with Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And then Alladhi la yakhafu nafada ma indahu. Whatever Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's treasures there are, there is no question of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala having any kind of fear that now if I'm going to forgive all these people, then there'll be some shortage in my treasures after that. or if I have to answer the call of every creature of mine and every banda of mine and every person that is begging and asking, then what will happen to my treasures? They will get finished. The richest person on the land, the person owning all the oil wells of the world also, he can only give to a certain amount of people. All the oil wells also, if you have to give to everybody as much as they demand, can ever any person give it? But Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, not even like the drop from an ocean reduces in his treasures if he has to give the entire mankind and jinn kind and the creatures whatever they desire. Doesn't even reduce that much. Then what stocks Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala must have got in his treasures? So therefore, why must we ask? Why must we have a kind of a limited hope? We must have that hope. But as I've repeatedly saying, that hope is not there without fear. There must be fear also. When a person has got hope, there's also a fear. If a person has prepared well for his examinations, then he has a high hope that I will pass the examination. But you will find that even that student who has got high hope has also got a fear. Some kind of fear could happen, some question may be beyond his reach. For the paper there may be some kind of a difficulty. And sometimes something could go wrong. The person is well prepared but is scared. What if it happens if next day he gets diarrhea? Then what's going to happen? Or the person went into class and because he was awake the whole night, and then he went into a kind of a deep sleep, or something else happened, some severe stomach ache or some cramp, or suddenly the person goes blank. So the person has got a lot of hope because he has made some preparation. That means the preparation must go together with that hope. There must be a preparation. The person is making an effort, but at the same time, because he is dropping and falling and failing, so he does not lose hope. He says, never mind, I'll keep trying. Like we get the marathon runners, that some of them, they've got cramps too, they got pain too, they got everything, but they want to make it to the finishing line, even though they may go there and collapse forever and ever, but they want to make it. Like that Everest climbers, I've told you many times, that many of them, knowing fully well that lots of people who climbed Mount Everest went to rest forever, but still they want to climb it. So like that, this person makes his preparation, has high hope and has some khawf and fear also. But he does not lose hope in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And then also one of the definitions of Kareem, that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is Kareem. Therefore the Shaykh Zakariya sahab rahmatullah and many others also said, towards the latter life, their wazifa was, Ya Rahim, Ya Kareem, Ya Rahim, Ya Kareem. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is Kareem. That means we don't look at our doings and our actions, our namazes, our roza, our zakat, our hajj and all that. We say, Allah, you are Rahim, you are Kareem. What do we really have of presentation? And if our weakness is shortcoming, then you forgive us. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gives also without asking from him. Biduna mas'alati. Without the person asking, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gives. Now that is also one Kareem. That how many things Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has given us without us asking. Did we really beg and ask for Iman and Islam? Did we really ask for Hidayat and then we came into Islam? Those people who were in different faiths and religions, look at how much of effort they had to make and to change the religion and faith. It was not just simple and easy. And we born in Muslim homes, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gave us Iman, Islam, and all these other namas that he blesses with, our health and our sight, our hearing, our speech and wealth and everything else. So now we didn't even ask and Allah ta'ala gave so much. So if we really beg and ask him, how much more he will give to us? So why lose hope? But at the same time, I repeat that on the strength of Allah ta'ala being Ghafoorur Rahim, it is stupidity, foolishness, because Allah ta'ala can take away the tawfiq of tawbah and the person can then land himself into very, very serious problems. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq of amal. Allah ta'ala must give us such a bond with him that nafs and shaitan must not distance us from him. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqo ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. Ab to rahe bas tada mein aakhir wirde zubaan ae mere ilah. La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. Ab to rahe bas tada mein aakhir wirde zubaan ae mere ilah. La ilaha illallah, 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 Muhammadur Rasulullah. Ya Rab karam se apne to dono jahan de, jo mustahiq ghazab ka hai usko aman de. Ya Rab karam se apne to dono jahan de, jo mustahiq ghazab ka hai usko aman de. Oh my Allah, we know that we are mustahiq, we are deserving of your azab, of your punishment, of your wrath, of your anger. But you are Rahim, you are Kareem. You have mentioned in the Quran Sharif, La taqnatu min rahmatillah. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam has informed us that the most beloved action of for you is the forgiveness of the sins of the sinners. Allahumma innaka afuun kareemun tuhibbul afu. You love forgiveness, my beloved Allah. Therefore we ask that give us amnesty. Don't seize us on account of our sins and our vices and our evils. Ya Rab karam se apne to dono jahan de, jo mustahiq ghazab ka hai usko aman de.
Allah, 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 Allah,
Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah. Kya nazar na mujh par dali jayegi, kya nazar na mujh par dali jayegi, kya meri faryad khali jayegi. Apne milne ka pata koi nishan, to bata de mujhe ae rabbe jahan. Apne milne ka pata koi nishan, to bata de mujhko ae rabbe jahan. Oh my beloved Allah, will you not cast a gaze of rahmat and mercy upon us sinners? For whom is your mercy? Will our calling go in vain? My beloved Allah, how do we meet you? Where do we meet you? Give us your address, my Allah. Give us some sign. Kya mujh par nazar na dali jayegi, kya meri faryad khali jayegi. Apne milne ka pata koi nishaan. Allah, 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 Allah. Garche pur khata hai par kahan jaye tera banda. Tere dar par tera banda ba ummeede karam aaya. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. اے رب کریم, اے رب کریم, او مائی بلاور اللہ, مائی رحیم اللہ, کریم اللہ, موسٹ فورگیونگ اللہ, موسٹ کمپیشنیٹ, موسٹ لونگ, موسٹ مرسیفل اللہ. Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam has informed us something beloved to you is the forgiving of the sins of the sinners. Allahumma innaka afuun kareemun tuhibbul afwa, afu anna ya kareem. My beloved Allah, forgive each and every one of us. We know we are deserving of your wrath, of your anger, of your azab and of your punishment. Day and night we violate your ahkam. My beloved Allah, your great bounties and ni'mats we use for your disobedience. The great ni'mat of sight, of hearing, of speech. Our heart and mind, our hands and feet, our wealth, our homes, our cars, my beloved Allah. How much of your ni'mats we use for your disobedience. How much of namazes are neglected in our lives, my beloved Allah. Day and night we disobey you, yet you are so Rahim, so Kareem, so kind, so generous, so merciful, so forgiving. You do not seize us there and then. You gave us another opportunity of extending our begging bowls before you and seeking forgiveness from you. My beloved Allah, it's a great ni'mat and bounty in these days of fitna and fasad to be given the tawfiq of raising our hands and asking forgiveness of our sins. My beloved Allah, we are not bragging about our sins, we are not justifying our sins. Indeed, we are the most sinful servants of yours on the surface of this earth. But there is no one for us besides you, my beloved Allah. There is no other door that we can tap. There is no other home in which we can beg. If a dog is chased from one butcher, it can go to another. If a beggar is chased from one home, he can go to another. But if you turn away your glance of mercy and forgiveness, my beloved Allah, if you have to reject us, where do we go? Tere siwa hamara koi sahara nahi, tere siwa koi hamara nahi. Ey mere maula, tere siwa koi hamara nahi. Mujhko jeene ka sahara chahiye, gham tumhara dil hamara chahiye. Mujhko jeene ka sahara chahiye, gham tumhara dil hamara chahiye. Bahre ulfat ka kinara chahiye, sar hamara dar tumhara chahiye. My beloved Allah, those who are sick and ailing, give them shifa. Those who are weak, give them strength. Those who are weak, give them strength. Whosoever is in hospitals, clinics, homes amongst us, Ya Allah, jo bhi bimar hai, unko shifa-e-tam, kamil, ajil, daim, mustamir, nasif farma. My beloved Allah, those who are in financial difficulties, bless them with plentiful of halal risk and remove their difficulties. Those who have no children, bless them with pious and righteous children. Those who are on journeys, make them reach the destination safely. My beloved Allah, remove the difficulties, hardship, pain and suffering of mankind around the globe, especially the Ummah of Nabi Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam in Palestine, Chechnya, Bosnia, Afghanistan, Iraq, Sudan, Somalia, all parts of the world, my beloved Allah. My beloved Allah, at present, the instability in the Muslim countries of the world. We are becoming a laughing stock, my beloved Allah. Bless the Muslim countries with leadership that will establish Islamic law on the land. Ya Rabbi Kareem, that will implement the laws of the Quran and the Sunnah, that will rule with justice and fairness. Ya Rabbi Kareem, halat ko badal de. Ummati Muslima par raham farma, raham farma, raham farma. My beloved Allah, Musalman, Musalman ki jaan ka dushman, just for position and power, my beloved Allah, Muslim lives have become so cheap. Unka ihtiram khatam, unki izzat khatam. The sacredness of the Muslim's life and property exists no more. Help. Ey Allah, Ummat-e-Muslima par raham farma. Unke haal ko badal de. Change the conditions, my Allah. It is not difficult for you. Unite the hearts of parents and children, brothers and sisters, family members, Ummat of Nabi Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Hum sabko ek bana de aur nek bana de. Hum sabko Allah wala bana de. Fill our hearts with your ishq. And with the ishq of my beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah. اب تو معاف فرما. How long are we going to walk the path of sins? How long are we going to remain disobedient to you? Death is sure to come. Don't let the angel of death find us in a disco, cinema, theater, gambling den, adultery, fornication, watching some haram sites on the internet or television screen. Ya Rabbi Kareem, or popping drugs in our mouths, or bottle of wines, or any kind of haram action. Angel of death is striking, my beloved Allah. Earthquakes, gale force winds. Ah, mere Allah, flood waters. When the time of our departure comes, take us to Madina Tayyibah. سلامتی دین اور آزا کے ساتھ مدینہ شریف میں شہادت کی موت نصیب فرما. Except all the works of deen that are taking place. Bless all workers of deen with ikhlas. تبلیغ و دعوت کی محنت قبول فرما. اجتماعات گشت تعلیم کو قبول فرما. ہونے والے اجتماع کو قبول فرما. مساجد مدارس خانقاہ تصنیف تعلیم سب کو قبول فرما. Ay Rabbi Kareem, bless us with all the goodness that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam picked for us. Bless the ummah with that goodness. And from all the mischief, corruption, fitnas that he asked for protection, protect us and the ummah of Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Rabbana taqabbal minna, innaka antas samiul alim, wa tub alayna. Innaka antat tawwabur rahim. Those who have passed away, fill the graves with noor. Bless them with jannatul firdaus. Bless the kith and kin family members with sabr jameel ajr azim. You are well aware of the good wishes, desires, aspirations, tamanna of each and every individual who has raised his or her hand before you this part of the night. With your fazl, kindness and ihsan, fulfill their good wishes and desires. And you are well aware of the difficulties, the hardship, the pain, the suffering of each and every individual. My beloved Allah, with your fazl, kindness and ihsan, remove their difficulties, hardship, pain and suffering. All those who have requested du'as, with your fazl, kindness, fulfill whatever their good wishes are. رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ وَتُبْ عَلَيْنَا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ التَّوَّابُ الرَّحِيمُ وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وآله وأصحابه أجمعين برحمتك يا رحمن.